Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
So, Sean, we've got one, two, or three guests.
We have three special guests in our makeshift studio today.
Yeah. Do you want to do the honours?
Today we're going to talk about golf. And the other day I was looking through the Trinity College Facebook pages and I see these two people that I see on a regular basis, these two cheeky young ladies who are great golfers apparently. And so they've just been competing in a Sapsasa event. Qualifying for the state championships. So we have with us, should we go in order of age from oldest to youngest the other way around?
Yeah, you can introduce Mum first and then...
Mum, we have Mum who is Sue Keelock, previously known as Sue Barr. So some people listening will remember that name. We have Stephanie Keelock. Stephanie, how old are you now?
12.
12. And we have younger sister Lucy. Now, Lucy, how old are you?
11.
So we have 11 and 12, and we won't ask Sue how old she is.
Oh, well.
Anyway, let's get into this a little bit. First off now, so you've been playing golf for how long?
Oh, I don't know. I can tell you when I started. That was 92.
92? Well, yeah, that's 28 years. So
okay, long time.
One of the things that amazes me about your golfing is you played in one event in 2000 at Flagstaff Hill and you got your first hole in one?
I did, yep.
And then also in the same 18 holes you got your second hole in one. I mean, that's incredible, two holes in one course of golf.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. You don't see it happen very often, although since I've done that, I've seen the odd story of professional golfers doing it, sometimes amateur golfers, but I think the odds are something like 40 million to one.
Wow. Do you know there's golfers that have played their whole lives, they're 50 years and they've never had a hole in one, and you've got two on one day?
Yeah. So I think it was 8 years it took me to get my first hole in one, and then it was another eight holes for my second hole in one.
Wow. And you've had three since, so you've had five altogether, including one May this year.
Yeah, I did. This year I had one at Sandy Creek, which is my home club, and that's amazing really that it took me all that time to get one there at Sandy Creek because I've played so many rounds there and my other ones were at courses that I hadn't played anywhere near as much, but it is a little bit of luck whether the ball just rolls over that little bit. However, I mean, that's what we're actually aiming for, isn't it? That's when you tee off on a par three, that's what you're aiming for, so really I just achieved my aim.
It just shows how hard golf is, though. So, like, that's what you're aiming for, but the chance for it to actually go into that hole are very, very slim. Now, why did you start playing golf, Sue? What sort of got you interested in golf?
Well, my family, we played lots of different sports and we had all the equipment lying around. So there was always tennis rackets and cricket bats and softball mitts and golf clubs. So it was normal for us to play all sports. But my dad was playing golf and so we would play along with him, you know, in the backyard or if we're out on holidays. But I guess I started seriously when I was about 15 because I'd been playing tennis at the time and I wasn't really getting any further than district level with that. And I thought I might like a new opportunity and I thought I'd just give that a go because I knew I could hit the ball and I guess just having those skills from tennis already.
So if anyone's walking through Starplex and they see the Trinity College Hall of Fame, they will see a Susan Barr up there for golf. So, like, tell us about your golfing career. What were your highlights? I know it's still going, so I shouldn't have worded it that way. But
I'm actually hoping that my highlights might still be to come because I'm wondering whether perhaps the senior level is when I'm actually going to hit my straps. But early on, I guess I made state junior teams and then from there I made state senior teams. And I would say probably some of my highlights would have been some of the wins that I had for South Australia against the other states because it's always great when you play for your state and when you win matches, even better when you win matches for your state. And I've won some state titles in foursomes, in both women's foursomes and mixed foursomes. And probably my biggest achievement, I guess, would have been winning the Australian University Championships when I was studying my grad depend at Adelaide University.
So how many different states and territories have you played golf in? And have you played overseas? If yes, where?
I've played in all states, and I guess that's one of the best bits about my golf is it's given me the opportunity to travel around Australia. So I've played or I've represented my state in all states and territories. I have played overseas, but not in a representative fashion. I was, in the year that I won that Australian university title, there was world titles on in Taipei, but it was a matter of getting the whole team over there and everybody was funding themselves, and that didn't occur in the end. So I had the shirt, but didn't go.
So where have you played overseas? Have you played in Scotland at St Andrews?
I haven't played at St Andrews, but I have been there and walked around the course, which is just a magnificent place. I was there in winter and it was probably a little bit cold to play there at the time, but would love to go and play some courses in Scotland. The courses that I've played overseas would be in Asia mainly. So I've played in Fiji and also Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand.
Now, let's have a chat to these young ladies here. How did you girls get into golf? We'll start with Stephanie and then Lucy can tell us as well. So did you just follow in Mum's footsteps? What happened?
Both my parents wanted all us three to go out to the golf course and start hitting golf balls and getting to know the sport and start the sport. So that's how it started.
You're 12 now, so how long have you been playing golf for?
5 years. 5.
Rob knows the answer already. Is this a fair story, Lucy? You're going to back up your sister here? Is this what happened?
I'm pretty sure.
What about you? Now, we're talking about Mum getting a double hole in one in one game. Have you got a story about holes in one that you want to tell us?
Yeah, I've got my own experience. I've got one before on the 6th hole down the hill. I just hit it smoothly onto the green and just rolled in like nothing.
Is this at Sandy Creek? Was this at Sandy Creek Golf Course?
Yes, it was.
So it was on the 6th hole. And what was your thinking? Did you think, oh, I've lost the ball somewhere or?
No, I was just watching it.
Yeah? And what were you thinking when it went in? Did you go, yay?
I jumped on the floor because I knew I was going to get money.
Wow. How much money do you get for that?
$100.
You get $100 for holding one. Sean, we've got to take up golf. That's pretty good. We'll get all these holes in one. $100 a shot.
I think I'd need lessons, which would cost a lot more than the money I might make back.
Okay, now what about Stephanie? What's your highlight playing golf? What is special about it and what's your highlight?
The thing that's special is you get to travel around and you get to make new friends that you wouldn't make otherwise, because most of my friends are all from school, but I have heaps of girlfriends because I've got to travel around to all different courses and places to play in competitions or to play for clubs and stuff like that.
So what's your highlight? Is there one specific title or round that really you cherish and it's up there ready to be knocked off by another treasured moment?
I won Match Cup at Sandy Creek.
Well done.
Now tell us about Kapunda. It was not long ago. We played in the SAP SARSA competition. Tell us about that one, Lucy. What was the competition in Kapunda and where's that going to lead to?
So it was a stroke competition and it was like a smaller course because some of the people that went there didn't actually play. They were just from a school to get numbers up. So you just had to hit it 150 metres to get on the green basically. And it was only a 9-hole competition.
And what is the result of that? Do you go on to play somewhere else?
Yeah, because I qualified first, now I get to go to the state junior championships in October. Yeah.
Now, Stephanie, Lucy just emphasised a certain position. How did you go on that day?
Second.
Now, I sense there might be a little bit of rivalry between the two sisters. Is that true?
Definitely.
But you would normally be the better one, right?
Yes.
You know, that's normally the case.
Yes.
So you're both in the state championships?
Yeah.
And what sort of competition? Will that be the same type of competition or do they have a different type of competition for the state championships?
Well, the first day you play on a 15-hole executive course and you play that, and then at the end of it's the top 15 girls from metro and country qualify, and they go into the 18-hole course, which is a much longer course, and you play that, and then the top four girls qualify for the state team to play at a different state for South Australia.
Wow. And so what golf course do you play at?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yet to be decided.
Yeah.
So what about you, Lucy? How many times have you played head-to-head with your sister?
A lot.
And would Stephanie win the majority of the games?
No.
About even?
No.
So what is it that gives you a slight advantage? Is it your left-handedness in playing right-handed golf?
No, it's just that I'm stronger, so I can hit it a lot further than Stephanie. It's just my ability.
Okay, now, Stephanie, are you going to let her get away with that, or you've got to come back? I mean, you're doing very well yourself, young lady. So, come on, what are your positives about your golf game?
I can do short game a lot better than Lucy can, which is important in golf because if you waste heaps of shots around the green, it really affects your score. So you just try and get it as close to the hole. Like, you're not trying to hole every putt or chip because then it can go bad. You're trying to get it near the hole, so then it can be better.
That sounds like good advice.
Yeah, it does. Now, I must ask Mum Sue, the girls obviously are very competitive, and I see that as a positive because it's a friendly rivalry and they're going to be there to support each other. So how do you feel about that rivalry?
I'm trying to help them to make a positive thing because I'll try and point out to them sisters in sport, like the Williams sisters, and there's particularly some like the Jatanagarn sisters and the Corder sisters that are always supporting each other. So I'm trying to show them that it should be a positive and they're trying to push each other, and obviously you're trying to beat each other, but they're there to help each other and support each other as well.
I could add to that because I got to compete with my brother in athletics, and one thing that I do cherish is be able to travel with my brother and compete with him at big competitions. And you get to a point where you actually really take pride in competing with your sibling and watching them do really well. And, of course, the other thing is when you guys are out there, you can actually back each other and support each other. So you know that you've got someone who's in your corner as actually cheering for you and to help you along. So Mum's right, competition is important, but you guys are very lucky that you've actually got a friend and someone who you can trust who's right there with you when you're competing. So that's going to be a great thing for the state championships.
Now, that's good advice coming from someone that played high-level sport with his brother. So obviously, so you and your husband, Graham, are both pretty reasonable golfers. So obviously with your knowledge of the game and your husband's knowledge of the game, you've been a good sounding board for the girls to come back and ask how, why, and all about the game. And it's obviously rubbed off well, so you must have a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, I do. And I have a lot of pride that they still will listen to us and that they will take advice from us. So whether that is to do with their swing or whether it's advice on how to play the game or how to cope with disappointments and things like that. So it's not just lessons that we might give them to do with how to putt or how to chip. It might be when the girls are caddying for me in a pennant match, they can have a look at the ups and downs of a match. You know, how do you cope when you lose a hole? You know, it's not all smooth sailing. How do you cope when you've hit a shot into the trees? So they get to see, you know, how do I cope with things like that?
I saw a T-shirt someone was wearing just the other day and I laughed because it said, I hate golf, I hate golf, I hate golf. Then it says, good shot, I love golf, I love golf. And I thought, that's typical. Golf is such an interesting game, isn't it? Because unlike a lot of sports where you're competing with other people, it's a team event, you are hitting ball after ball and you just can't focus on a disappointing shot, can you? You've got to have that ability just to put that out of your mind and move on to the next one.
Yeah, as you were saying that, I was imagining sort of waves going up and down. You're sort of oscillating between those two feelings. You've got to try and stay in the positive more than the negative. And the hard thing about golf is that you have lots of time to think about it. So if you hit a bad shot, you have got all that time as you walk to the next shot, and it's a matter of not stewing over it all that time and trying to then focus on the next one instead.
Well, look, fantastic story. Good luck to both you young ladies. I expect a to see you guys here in another year or so where we can talk about your development. A lot of promise there. Good luck. Thank you very much. So it's another Carlin Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.